Yak it to me. Voice of the whip. Potty training, three simple steps. For new parents, the idea of potty training can be daunting. The lack of times you don't know how and when to begin. There are many factors involved with potty training, but once your child is ready to begin, the transition from diapers to a fully potty trained child is fairly easy. The first step is making sure that your child is ready to move away from diapers. Most children begin to show an interest in the toilet and potty training around their second birthday. But, because not all children are the same, some may show interest sooner than their second birthday and others long after their second birthday. The key is not to rush them. Let them get comfortable with the idea of being toilet trained and moving away from diapers. When they are ready for the transition, they will let you know. You just have to be observant, and you will see when they are ready. Once they are ready, the next step is the actual act of getting the child to use the toilet versus using a diaper. It is important to start off slowly. Have your child switch from diapers to underwear or training pants for an hour a day. Gradually increase their time in underwear or training pants from an hour to 2 hours, and eventually they will be in underwear all day. Having the child out of diapers and in underpants is a very important step. It allows them to feel the physical sensations associated with having an accident. Meaning, if they have an accident, they will feel wet or cold. They will begin to associate the feeling of an accident with going to the bathroom, and they will be able to communicate with you as to when they have to go to the bathroom. Lastly, set a schedule for going to the bathroom. Take your child to the bathroom every hour, on the hour. Just let them sit on the toilet for a minute or two. They will not end up using the bathroom every time they go in there, but they will become familiar with the sensations associated with using the toilet. Over time, your frequent trips to the bathroom will be reduced. But at the very beginning, it is important that you are consistent with your child's visits to the bathroom. Remember, when it comes to potty training, there are no small successes. Every attempt, whether they are complete or not, are successful. Accidents happen, and it is important that the child is not disappointed in themselves when they have an accident. Disappointment leads to regression, and that is something that you want to avoid. Be sure to encourage every attempt. So, in conclusion, the three key steps are: make sure your child is ready and willing to participate, make the switch from diapers to underwear or training pants when you decide to start potty training, and have a consistent schedule for taking your child to the potty. If you follow these three steps, it will not be such a daunting task. This audio was brought to you by Yakitome, Voice of the Whip, YAKIDOME.com.